Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, where we highlight happenings at the primary level. On this week's program, St. Mary's All-Age School in St. Catherine is celebrating its 175th anniversary. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned to hear more. Above Rocks St. Catherine is where you will find St. Mary's All-Age School. Father Joseph Dupont, a Roman Catholic priest, opened the institution in 1842. The first official structure erected in 1845. St. Mary's Government School was the name given to the new school. Approximately 263 students currently attend the school, with a staff complement of 16 teachers. Residents of Above Rocks have a strong affinity for the institution. In fact, many are quick and proud to say they walked the halls of St. Mary's All Age and later went back to work as teachers.
What makes it very special for me here is the fact that we are a family, and it has been an integral part of me to ensure that I give back more than what I got as a student. And so seeing the children excel moving from one level to the other has been my greatest achievement.
Vice Principal Jacqueline Brown Hope. Principal Simone Gillespie says the school has been doing well academically, noting that keeping students well-rounded has been one of the hallmarks of the school's success.
We are mindful that it's not just academics that makes the students become good leaders in society. We think that because we have a rounded approach to how we teach and develop our children, we think that because of that, they perform well academically. That contributes to the academic performance, all those extracurricular activities. Because if you're motivated and driven, say you're in other areas of your life, it naturally spills over into your academics. So we try to take a holistic approach.
The school also created a program to tackle the behavioral problems in boys. The result was not only dramatic improvements in behavior, but also their academic performances.
Because we know that the academic performance of boys is falling. Right across the board, you find that boys are not performing as well as girls. So here we have a unique approach. We have our BOSS Club, Building Outstanding Students for Society, where we target boys of a certain age to kind of give them mentorship. We have a male teacher who mentors them so that we can drive them towards academic success.
Principal St. Mary's All-Age School, Simone Gillespie. Outside of academics, the school has been doing well in table tennis. They were all-age champions between 2007 and 2014 and placed third between 2016 and 2017. With the success of the table tennis team, a number of students were invited to join the national junior team. Grade 6 student Chamoy Lamont recalls her experience representing Jamaica for the first time, playing her favorite sport, table tennis. She credits her success to her coach, Mrs. Nemhard.
It made me feel very happy because while I was playing, they were encouraging me and I was encouraging them. I was happy and we all worked together, putting effort to make our country become second in the championships. Because Dominican Republic beat us by 6 points.
Jonathan Sudlow, another national table tennis representative, says he enjoys the sport because it allows him to travel.
I love to play table tennis because it's a very good sport and it can make you go across the world, because I want to experience other countries and play against them.
Celebratory activities to mark the school's 175-year milestone include a changing of the guard's fun run on February 27, an open day and concert on April 24, and a football match on June 17. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. On behalf of Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Andre Palmer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.